by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah. Even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine. By the grace of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome back once again. Alhamdulillah, عز وجل. Alhamdulillah, ثم Alhamdulillah. We should praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all day, every single day. My dear viewers of Madani channel, again, welcome back to our morning show. This is a morning show which goes by the name of Rise and Shine. Everybody should know his name by now, my dear viewers of Madani channel. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal. As usual, we begin each and every single day by listening to the glorious Quran. We begin our day by reciting or listening to the recital of the glorious Quran, my dear viewers of Madani channel. Please remember, you should make the recital of the Quran a regular habit of yours. And today, inshallah, we shall be speaking a little about habit. No, that's not our topic per se, but nevertheless, inshallah, we shall be speaking a little about habit. What is today's topic? Let's first listen to the tilawat of the Quran, and then we shall hear what today, inshallah, we shall be speaking about. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هو الله
sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillah, this morning on Rise and Shine, we shall be hearing a little about greed, my dear viewers of Madani channel. Now, greed has many meanings. There's good greed, there's bad greed, generally we have a greed which is even in between. You could call it neutral Monday viewers of Madani Channel. Yes, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, each and every single day on Rise and Shine, after having listened to the glorious Quran, we listen to the Naad Sharif of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We then have our daily topic, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Today, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we shall be hearing about greed. Why we should have greed, what type of greed we should have, and a type of greed we should refrain from, we should try to rid of, we should try to rid ourselves of this particular type of greed. What that is, that too, inshallah, we shall come to hear. I would say, whilst you are listening to the Kalam, to the Naad Sharif, try to read along with it. Yes, try to read along with it. Inshallah, you shall gain blessings. And even within your household, there shall be, inshallah, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descending upon it. Inshallah, my dear viewers, let's listen to the Naad Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Kya mehkte hai mehkne wale, kya mehkte
Let's go.
مہکنے والے آ رہا ہے نور کا گل تیبا کی سنا کہتے ہیں گل تیبا کی سنا کہتے ہیں نسل توبہ میں چہکنے والے نسل توبہ چہکنے والے مالک کون ہے وہ پاس کچھ رکھتے نہیں ارے تو جہاں کی نعمت ہے ان کے خالی ہاتھ میں وہ نہیں ہاتھ جھٹکنے والے ابر رحمت کی سلامی رہنا ابر رحمت کی سلامی رہنا پھلتے ہیں پودے لچک لے والے پھلتے ہیں پودے لچک لے بہکنے والے ہوش میں ہے یہ بہکنے والے ہوش میں ہے یہ بہکنے والے کیا مہکتے ہیں مہکنے والے کف دریا جھلکنے والے پانچ فوار جھلکنے والے کیا مہکتے ہیں مہکنے والے کیا
پہ گئے بھٹکنے
حبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah عز و جل. You are watching Rise and Shine. We have listened to the tilawat of the Quran, the na'at of Rasulullah صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. MashaAllah, you've just seen images of that beautiful place where Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم rests, المدینة المنورة. You know, first we saw the Ka'batul Musharrafa too. So many people have gone. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us the ability to also go and visit these places. And we also pray that those people who do go and visit, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts their umrah, inshallah wa azza jalla. Their presence in the grand court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is accepted, inshallah wa azza jalla. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, each and every single day we have a new topic. What is today's topic? Today, inshallah azza wa jalla, we shall be speaking a little about greed. Now, as I did mention in the prelude, that there is good greed, and we should have this desire. Well, it's greed itself. We should have this greed to perform good action, and this is what good greed is. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, and we don't need to look any further than our own selves, because greed is something which every person possesses, some sort of greed. Everyone does. But my dear viewers, you need to understand that there is good greed, there is bad greed. There's also greed which is mubah. There's that greed which is in between, my dear viewers. Naturally, everybody has some sort of greed, but the greed of people is varied. The greed people have is different, and this depends on, sometimes it's a person's environment. Yes, environment too, my dear viewers. It depends on a person's physical well-being, his ability. So there's many things, there's many factors, many things play a role in a person's greed as to what type of things he loves, what type of things he possesses a greed for. If it's a person that has been brought up around people who are generally rich, people who, businessmen you can say, then he may have a greed for money. But then it also depends. He will have a greed for money, but what will his greed be for money? What will be the state of his greed? He may be surrounded by misers, by greedy people, people who love money so much and they cannot bear to see money leaving them. And they're always checking their bank accounts, they're always checking, they're always counting their money. This is a greed, my dear viewers. Love for money is a greed. This is one type of greed. And this is the, generally whenever we say greed, if we were to just use the term greed, this is what everybody's minds, or the majority of people, this is what their mind would turn towards. Other people, it will turn towards food. For many, it will turn towards food, my dear viewers. But when it comes to money, a person is very, very greedy. How would a person, a greedy person be? He would be a person who doesn't spend on others. A person who doesn't give charity, you'll call that person a greedy person. A person who, when if you were to come and ask him for, we are building a masjid, for your locality, within your area, you're a millionaire. It's a person who has 10, 20 million pounds, and either he doesn't give none, or he'll say, okay, he's 5 pounds, he's 10 pounds. This is one type of greed, my dear viewers, where a person, he can't give a lot of money. Another type of greed is, you'll go to the shop together, you'll go to the restaurant together, and it's time to pay, and that person is waiting for everybody else to pay. A person doesn't wish to pay for something, that's greed. This is one type of greed, but then sadly it gets to such an extent that some people do not even spend on themselves. They'll think, oh, I like that, that's really nice, I'm able to afford it. But they think, no, I'm not using my money, I'll just save my money. Food, I'll just save my money. And there's even worse, there's stages which are even worse than this. And this is when it's necessary to spend. Sometimes it is necessary to spend on yourself. For example, the time for Hajj has arrived. Hajj nowadays has become expensive. But a person thinks rather than spending all that money just on Hajj, I'd rather keep it. I'll just keep it in my bank account. This is greed. You know, he's greedy for the money when things are necessary for him to do, but he doesn't spend on those. Or for his family. He doesn't spend on his family. He'll spend as minimum as possible on his own wife or his children. This is also greed, my dear viewers upon the channel. Now remember, when you spend on your wife, when you spend on your children, when you spend on your family, this is sadaqah. Not only are you spending, my dear viewers, you're gaining the reward of charity. You're gaining the reward. This is a sadaqah, my dear viewers upon the channel. Regularly spending. So this is one type of greed. And then people, the actions they perform due to their greed, a lot of crime, the reason for this, and especially, you know, some people say that there's so much crime amongst the poor, and people who are wealthy, they attack the poor, and they look down on the poor, my dear viewers. You know, they have these so many negative connotations, whatever it may be. But what you need to understand, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, what's the reason they are doing it? The reason is possibly they don't have enough money. For this reason they are poor. And they also possess greed. So for this reason they perform many crimes. But it also happens amongst the rich, although it may be in different ways. They may be greedy. They may not pay other people enough money. There's subhanAllah, so many reasons. But my dear viewers, there's also good greed. This is what I would like to, inshallah, we'll speak more about today, emphasize on today, good greed, meaning the desire to perform good actions, to perform good acts, my dear viewers. The greed for, if it's money, then is to spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is good. Now remember, there are some types of greed which are known as mubah. For example, you may have that greed, that wish to drink water, to drink tea possibly. Now, this is not a act which is rewardable. You drink tea, you don't get sawab for it, you don't get reward for it. But if you drink tea, you're not going to be a sinner also. It's not a sin to drink tea. So it is neither rewardable, nor is it a sin. It is in between. Where you neither get a sin for it, nor you get reward for it. This is known as mubah. For example, drinking tea, placing fragrance upon yourself, my dear viewers. These things are known as mubah. But mubah, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, you can take the example of a car which is in neutral. And I think this example, people who drive would understand this example a lot more. When the car is in neutral, then you know, it neither goes forward nor backwards if you press the accelerator. But if you were to place some sort of force from the back, the car would move forward. If you would place some sort of force from the forward, if there was to be some sort of force, even if it's gravity, and your car is facing forward and it's on a slant, it would come backwards, my dear viewers. Mubah is like neutral. If you are to have good intentions for performing a mubah act, then due to those good intentions you will be rewarded. For example, drinking tea. If you drunk tea with the intention that inshallah this will keep me awake, and if it keeps me awake then I'll be able to recite more Quran, then this is a good intention. So now for drinking that tea, you shall also be rewarded. Similarly, fragrance, because it is a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you shall be rewarded. But if you are to have a negative intention, that this is £1,000, this is £1,000 oud, a very, very expensive type of oud, a very expensive type of fragrance, whatever it may be, and you apply it to yourself, but the reason you're applying it, not because it's a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but to show off to other people, or to make others feel lowly in front of him, then in this case, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, that that fragrance is worse even than the carcass or the stench, the foul smell from the carcass of a dead animal. This is the state of that fragrance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there's good greed, there's bad greed. We all have some sort of greed, but my dear viewers of Madani Channel, it is our choice as to in which way we are the pilot, we are the shipmaster. It is our choice as to which, in which direction we point our, or we express this greed which we all possess. And we can take examples from people like, firstly, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam always loved to perform good actions, to perform good acts. The Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would spend his nights worshipping, his days fasting, my dear viewers. But some people would say, yes, but Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's take a look at the companions. People like Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the companions were there in front of him, and he says that who has kept a fast today? Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu says, me, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then asks, who has visited the sick today? Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq says, me, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asks, who has fed the destitute today? Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, me, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam states that in whichever person all of these attributes combine, those who fast, those who attend the funeral prayer of somebody, those who visit the sick, and those who feed the destitute, these four attributes, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that if somebody possesses these four attributes, none of them are farz. Yes, the funeral prayer is a communal obligation, my dear viewers. But it's not, none of them are obligatory upon each and every single individual to perform. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam states that that person in whom these characteristics, these attributes, these actions, that person who performs all of these actions, then that person shall be granted entry into Jannah. This was the desire for Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu to perform good actions. And then there's a famous example also of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu when it comes to giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be asking, he would ask from the companions to give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the army, for the Muslim army, Madani viewers of Madani Channel. And Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu, he goes to his house. Hazrat Umar Farooq radhiyallahu anhu, he goes to his house. Hazrat Umar Farooq radhiyallahu anhu, he's in high spirits, he's excited. Subhanallah, he's hopeful that today will be my opportunity. He himself says this. You know, today is my opportunity, today is my chance to exceed and to perform better than Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So there's a competition, my dear viewers. It's a greed. But it's good greed. It's something that, it's a desire, it's a good desire. It's a good competition where they're competing, but they're competing for the good, my dear viewers. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, I wish to outdo Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So he goes to his house. What does he do? He thinks that I'm going to give so much today. Everything I have, I'm going to split into two, half. Every single little thing, whatever he possessed in his house, half of it he placed to one side, half of it he left there for his family. He comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, excited, jolly, you know, and he presents it all in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and says, Ya Rasulullah, I brought all this. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, O Umar, what have you left for your family? Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu says, Ya Rasulullah, half of everything I brought here, the other half, I have left it for my family. Subhanallah. This itself is great, my dear viewers, upon the channel. But then, the time came for Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu to also bring what he had to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he comes and he places what he wishes to give in sadaqah. You know, it wasn't only in terms of money, but it was, you know, essentials also. It would be other things also. And he placed it before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that, Oh Abu Bakr, what have you left for your family? And Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that, Ya Rasulullah, I have left Allah and His Messenger for my family. Allah and His Messenger are sufficient for my family. Everything I possess, I have laid in front of you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every single thing, it said that he even scraped the walls of his house to see there may be a nail stuck in a wall, and that could be used for the Muslim's armor. Everything he brought before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this was a greed, my dear viewers. But agreed to give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And alhamdulillah, azza wa jalla, each and every single day, we have a daily reminder, my dear viewers of Madani channel, to remind you that there are some actions which we may be forgetting to perform, and let's start to perform those. Let's see what reminder we have today. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
My dear viewers of Madni channel, in today's society we have an epidemic, meaning we have a problem, and that is our youngsters and our elders are not respecting one another. Within our own culture, we have a big problem. Mother swearing at children, children swearing at parents, brother swearing at sister, sister swearing at brother, not respecting one another. Swearing in itself is haram. But swearing at family is worse. I'm sure that's worse. And I know you know that's worse. We need to love and respect one another as much as possible. Your father goes out to work. He earns money before for you. And then when you're older, you swear at him? It's not right. Is unethical. What we do, like if we do things like this, it is unethical, and we need to change. Because remember, if your father is upset with you, then Allah Azza wa Jalla is also upset with you. If your mother and father are happy with you, then Allah Azza wa Jalla is happy with you. We must not upset anybody, especially our family. At the end of the day, your friends will desert you. Everybody will desert you. Your acquaintance will desert you. Your colleagues will desert you. Only your parents will stick with you, and your brothers and sisters will stick with you. So by you swearing at them, it's not making good habits, and it is not helping you to make good relationship with your family. We need that relationship desperately, desperately, desperately. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madan Channel, today's topic we are speaking about greed. Don't be greedy, don't be miserly. So many of us are so greedy, my dear viewers of Madan Channel. But that's miserly, you know, we also mentioned the good type. So I would say, be greedy for good, my dear viewers of Madan Channel. You know, if you take the example of, you know, we've just heard about Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. We heard about Hazrat Umar Farooq, even that itself was greed for the good, my dear viewers. And remember, Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, he exclaims at this time, after that happened, he says, I can never outdo Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. Well, this Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu is the afdal al-bashar ba'd al-anbiya. He's the best of all the human beings after the prophets. Allahu Akbar. Yes, there are other great people. There is, you know, the great Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab, the great Hazrat Usman ibn Affan, the great Hazrat Ali al-Murtada, even amongst the women, the great Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra. All of these people are great. But my dear viewers of Madan Channel, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu is afdal al-bashar ba'd al-anbiya. He's the greatest of all people after the prophets, my dear viewers of Madan Channel. This was Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, and he would love to perform good actions. This is all, take the example of Hazrat Umar Farooq radhiyallahu anhu. Hazrat Umar Farooq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he was wounded. He was severely wounded. Blood was flowing profusely. So much blood was gushing out of his body. And he was on the brink of, you know, consciousness, unconsciousness. Where the companions were worried what's going to happen, and this is how he passed away. The companions are thinking, we have to keep him awake. He's losing so much blood, what should we do? One companion says, just remind him of Salah, just tell him Salah, and this will keep him awake, he won't need to worry. Even if he's unconscious, he will regain consciousness. And one companion, he says, oh Umar, Salah. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu immediately reposes. Immediately, my dear viewers of Madinah Channel, is, you know, he gains consciousness, he gains awareness. And he says, yes, Salah. Anybody who leaves their Salah by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he swears that by Allah, anybody who leaves their Salah, they have no share in this deen. My dear viewers of Madinah Channel, first are those things which are the minimum. Each and every single one of us, we should pray our 5 daily salah. And then we talk about, you know, extra. This is the importance he showed to salah. This was his love he possessed. Hazrat Umar Farooq radhiyallahu anhu was such a person, and this is greed for goodness, my dear viewers. He said if there was to be a dog who died of thirst, even at a river bank, I fear I shall be held responsible on the day of judgment. Hazrat Umar Farooq radhiyallahu anhu, that person who is the leader of half the world, he's the Amir al-Mu'mineen, but yet he would not be sleeping in a comfy bed, in a comfortable bed, my dear viewers. He would not spend his nights sleeping, but he would spend his nights roaming the city. My dear viewers, this was greed for good. Is it the Junaid Baghdadi radhiyallahu anhu? He went to the barbers and he was doing the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The barber says, oh Junaid, you know, please stop doing the zikr now. Stop moving your lips. Let me cut your moustache. I may end up cutting your lip. He says, if you cut my lip, you cut my lip. I shall never leave the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear viewers, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla, you know, good greed, my dear viewers, on the channel, there's also bad greed. We shall hear a little more about greed. First, let's listen to the daily Hadith Sharif. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Rise and Shine, inshallah azza wa jal, in today's daily hadith, we will hear about a very important element of our lives. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu has reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, يَأْتِ عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ. A time will come upon the people, لَا يُبَالِي الْمَرْءُ مَا أَخَذَ مِنْهُ, when one will not care where he attains his wealth from, whether he attains it through permissible means or impermissible means, halal or haram. No doubt, one of the obligations upon a Muslim is that he earns for himself and his family a pure and halal sustenance. On one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did not sleep all night. So Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha asked, O Messenger of Allah, what has caused you to stay awake all night? The best of mankind sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied that I found a date last night and I ate it. Then I remembered that we had in our house some dates that were meant for charity. So I feared that the date I ate was from the dates that were to be given to charity. Subhanallah, what does this go to show? Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam ate one date, forgetting that he had some dates in his house that were meant for charity. And this caused them to have a sleepless night, just out of fear that this date may have been from the dates of the charity. So this accidental morsel caused our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much unrest and so much discomfort. In reality, this serves as a lesson for us. This is a teaching within this. There's a teaching for us, those of us who may be earning such a living that comes from a means of haram, and yet we enjoy a deep sleep at night. And like this, we have countless accounts of various Sahaba Kiram and Awliya who too are great role models, even in just safeguarding themselves from doubtful food and sustenance. Halal sustenance is the means of attaining the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and also His Azza wa Jal's protection. It's the means of getting all our lawful du'as answered and also and truly a means of being honored on the Day of Judgment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the pursuit of seeking halal sustenance easy upon all of us. Ameen. Bijahi Nabil Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And if you are watching Rise and Shine, today we're speaking about greed. Do not be miserly, do not be greedy, my dear viewers of the channel. And there's a beautiful lesson we learn from the life of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Now Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was a great prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was once approached by a person, and this person says that, you know, you are a prophet of Allah, I wish to spend some time with you. And Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is like, that's fine, spend some time with me. So they are journeying, my dear viewers of Madani channel, and they sit after some time to have some food. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam has three pieces of bread. He consumes one piece, and Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam stands to go and get something. When he returns, that other piece which he has taken, you know, there's one which he has eaten, one which the other man has eaten, there's a third piece, that third piece is no longer there. And my dear viewers, inshallah, that third piece is no longer there, but mashallah, our guest has joined us, Maulana Tabriz Sahib from South Africa. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah Azza wa Jalla, Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal, Tabriz Sahib. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you for joining us, mashallah. Tabriz, we were just mentioning the story of, you know, the waqi of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam and his companion. Where Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam asked him, what happened with that said piece of bread? And he says, he lies, he says, I do not know. So then Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, he just remains quiet and he continues his journey. And then they come across, you know, there's a deer there, again it's time to eat. He calls the deer's child and it's sacrificed and they eat it. And then after having eaten it, he says, قُمْ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rise, stand. It comes back to life and it walks off. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam says to his companion that by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who granted me the ability to bring this back to life, I ask you, where was that third piece of bread? The bread's by, subhanallah. And he says, I do not know. And then they go and Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam takes him across a river, they're walking on top of the river. Again he asks him, where is it? He says, I do not know. And then they come across some piles of dust. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam turns it to gold. And he says, one is for me, one is for you, the third is for the person who possesses that piece of bread. And that person quickly says, I have the piece of bread. And then Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam says, take it all. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam leaves him now. He leaves him, he says, you keep all the gold, I am going. This person, he's excited, let's just say he has three big bricks of gold. He's excited, he meets two robbers. And he's thinking, oops, what am I going to do now? The robbers, my dear viewers, they are robbers. But he's clever. He says, look, rather than you lot taking all of it and then having my blood in your hands, why don't we just split it between three? I'll have one, you have one, you have one. There's enough for everybody. And they say, you know, that makes sense. That's fine. We're getting it for free. No problem. And then he goes and buys food. But when he goes, he thinks, I'll place poison in this food to kill the other two, and then I can keep all the gold for myself. The other two think that when he comes, we'll kill him, we'll ambush him, so then we can share the gold between us two. That person, he returns, the two robbers, they ambush him, they kill him, they keep all the gold for themselves. Then they think, subhanallah, we're buzzing, let's have our meal and then we'll go. They have the meal, there's poison in the meal. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam comes later, a few days later, he sees there are three dead bodies on the floor, there is a gold which is there. And he says, this is what happens when you have love for the world, greed for the world, my dear viewers. The wealth, the world shall remain here, but you shall die. Tabriz bhai, jazakallahu khairah for joining us today's topic, greed, Tabriz bhai.
Allahu Akbar. Shabazz bhai, a very important story, alhamdulillah, and many models and valuable lessons we learn from this story. And of course, your topic is greed. May Allah Azza wa Jal save us from this greed of the dunya, the greed of wealth, and the greed of many things. Greed, of course, is a way to destruction. However, Mahasab, alhamdulillah, today I basically was deciding to just bring to attention and to notice of certain things that we do which are related to the bad habits of people. And sometimes we don't realize that habit is a thing which isn't good. And, you know, we think that people are enjoying it, but actually people are not. And this causes havoc, it causes disturbance. There are some common mistakes and things that we normally do, and we think that it's not a problem. But I don't know whether you face it in the UK, like here in South Africa, in anywhere, wherever you take the podium, wherever you're giving a lecture, bayan, and you ask people to come to the front, to take the front seat so that you could cause and make way easy for those who come late. But what happens is that everybody that enters loves choosing the back section of the masjid. And this becomes a chilling spot, maybe. I don't know about in the UK, but here in South Africa...
No, you find the same here, Tabriz, right? It does happen amongst the youth. You know, they'll wish to sit at the back and talk. And
you know what's amazing, Shabazz? This youth go for any other match or any other place, they will try and look for the front street. You know, if there's no front row and front seat available, we'll actually pay double the price to watch the soccer match, to be right at the front. And then we will be happy to see the stage and happy to see the players, and you'll be able to hear properly.
You see, Tabriz bhai, that's the difference, isn't it? That I think some people, they feel coerced, that as if they have to go to the masjid, and whereas if it comes to, you know, other things, other events, other functions, they pay for front seat tickets, ringside tickets, whatever it may be. Because, well, another thing I think is to show, because we love to build envy in others, in other people about us, don't we? This is what we wish. We wish to show off. And so one would be, I got ringside tickets. So, you know, it's a chance and opportunity to show off. But nobody would be showing off that I would, you know, I was in the front row of the masjid. Well, sadly, we don't. Well, we shouldn't be showing off anyway. But just generally, even expressing happiness, people hardly ever express the happiness I was in the front row of the masjid. We just don't find that, sadly, to praise by.
Allahu Akbar. It's very sad, though, Shabazz bhai, to actually see this. And what hurts more is to see the youth, the youngsters, you know, who are like aged between 15 to 25, 30. They are the ones that take the back seat. The elderly people will come to the front and they would sit in the front. So this is my message. We as adults take on this upon ourselves, inshallah, that we shall correct these individuals privately with love and affection, because we don't want to chase them away. You want them must love the masjid, they must love the house of Allah.
Yeah, yeah.
They must love to stay in the house of Allah.
Reza, I think what you've just mentioned, this is also a lesson for us. It is a lesson for those people who lead the Jummah prayer. It is a lesson for imams, the Braze Bhai. And the reason why it is a lesson for the imams, it is a lesson for the scholars, a lesson for the a'imma, is because we have not been able to make our speeches, make the masjid a place of comfort for the people. You know, we have, and one huge reason for this, Tabriz bhai, is English language or the language barrier. Where a lot of the masajid, what happens is a person will speak in the Urdu language or in another language which we are not familiar with. So for example, I can take myself as an example. There used to be that time where I used to also, you know, when we would go to the masjid for Jummah, we would go sit at the back and we would talk with our friends. We wouldn't listen to the speech, we wouldn't listen to the bayan. Two reasons. One, maybe it was in English. Second, maybe we don't really enjoy the speech. The speech is not at such a level where it brings us in. Maybe the topics they choose, they don't choose such topics which are actually, you know, affecting us, which we actually think, oh wow, that's actually so true. And I think this is one of the main reasons, that the topics we choose, the topics we regularly choose, and it's not things people are interested in. And I think nowadays, especially, people are more interested in topics which really affect them in their daily lives, in their personal lives, the Braze Bhai.
Yeah, I agree with you.
We ourselves are to blame for this also.
Exactly. Inshallah, we make intention, we make niyyah that we should bring those interesting topics which would, of course, make a difference in someone's life, inshallah.
Yes, but Tabriz bhai, there's so many more topics you can speak, you know, there that we, you know, we can't speak over here, Tabriz bhai, so inshallah, there's no limit.
No, you're right, Shabazz bhai, inshallah. We will see what we can do to better. But my last peyram, because I know time is short and you're about to cut off, in the end, inshallah, I would just love to say that our peyram and our message is of love, Shabazz bhai. And the da'wah goes on to all the youth out there who can make the time. They should go to the house of Allah Azza wa Jal. Try and reach there early as possible. Listen to the khutbah, listen to the Jumu'ah lecture. Listen to it, whatever it costs, just listen to it, inshallah. And, you know, allow your names to be in the register where the angels jot down and note down the names of those who come early. And when the khutbah begins, then of course the angels close these Mubarak registers and they also go and listen to the khutbah. So how unfortunate are those who come after the khutbah or during the khutbah, and then they are trying to make way in the masjid, whereas they are slipping and jumping over people. You know, this disturbs the crowd, it disturbs people, and of course there's no reward in doing that. So if a person can make it early, inshallah, try his best. Because this is the command of Allah, ya ayyuhal ladina amanu idha nudiya li salati min yawmi al-jum'ati fasfa'u ila dhikrillahi wadharul bay'a. So wadharul bay'a means to close down the business and haste towards the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by doing this, inshallah, a person will be fulfilling the commandment of Allah Azza wa Jal. One is to chill and go and say, oh, let me finish my last qasam and then I will go. But what happens, Shabazz bhai, is that you must out on the lecture, you must out on the khutbah, you must out on the sawab and your name being noted in the register of the angels. So Jummah is a very special day, mashallah, fulfilling the sunnahs of the Holy Rasulullah from the morning right up to the evening, and make as much as dua you can for the ummah of Rasulullah. Allah
Azza wa Jalla forgive us our major minds. Allahumma ameen. Jazakallah khairat Tabriz. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, this was Abu Malana Tabriz Sahib from South Africa. You know, just something which is going wrong in our society, things we need to consider. So all those out there, my dear viewers, please do try to act upon this. And you know, those who are brothers, obviously, they will go to the masjid, they will be acting upon this, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. And the mothers out there, the sisters out there, they can also encourage their younger brothers, their children, that when you do go to the masjid, then go sit in the front row. And inshallah, ask them about this. And hopefully they will act upon it, and you shall also be rewarded. But if you was of Madani Channel, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive me for each and every single sin I have performed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect me, protect all of us from showing off. May Allah protect us from greed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all sincerity. And that's all for now, my dear viewers of the channel. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we shall be returning with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very soon. That's all for now. Sallu ala al-habib. صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end.